Good morning, Andy. That was a very nice introduction. A bit of a flourish there. Doing pretty well. We went through the night with staysail and three reefs on the main. Had a little bit less wind than the previous two nights. We're able to go with a little more sail and made steady progress north. I guess that's the best way to look at it. Average probably 9.5-10 knots or so. No great flashes of brilliance, but steady progress north. So that's good.
You sound on much better form than the other day, Rich.
Well, that's good. Yeah, thanks. Actually got into the bunk for probably three by 1 hour and a half or so, something like that, maybe a little bit longer, and so that helps a lot, that's for sure. It was calm enough to be able to do that.
What's your weather picture looking like now between where you are and the finish?
Well, let's see, the next couple of days, trying to make our way north here. We've got a big high pressure system that's sort of dissipating, and then there's another one to the west and another one up to the northeast, and it's pretty complicated. There's like another gale coming out of New England, and basically what the pattern looks like is that the high pressure system will come back to around 30 north, 40 west or so in that vicinity, and between that and the new low to the up in New England, there'll be some southwest winds on that side of the high, and so we're trying to set ourselves up to be able to be there when that arrives. And not quite a holding pattern here, but because we got ways to go yet to the north, but there's not much else we can do. There's really not doesn't seem to be any pathway to the northeast or the east. It's going to be a gale forming off the Portuguese coast, but that's a forever distance away. I think that this is what we have, so if we can get into that southwesterly flow in probably 3 days' time, then we'll be able to make our way generally in the right direction up to the north end to the east. And then we're at least far enough north so that we're in the sort of the flow of the normal weather patterns. We're still pretty far down here. We haven't quite got to 24 north yet, so we've still got a ways to go to get up to set ourselves up for that situation.
So mentally you're feeling a bit better, you're feeling a bit stronger and ready to take on the North Atlantic.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, North Atlantic in February and March is always kind of a dicey thing, that's for sure, in the wintertime. But yeah, I think so. Certainly does help to get some sleep, that's for sure.